Welcome to the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. This week, we review and preview some of the biggest games for boys and girls basketball across UC Sports Nation. Coach Buck at Stone Memorial boasts one of the top-ranked girls teams in the state. Let's hear how his Monday night matchup with York went.
Played with some pretty good energy, especially offensively. We, in the first half, you know, shot the ball real well. It was our pace up and down the floor. Running our lanes, getting those spots early, just pushing the basketball.
Coaches that have to prepare for more than one game in the week just blows my mind. How do you play again tonight. As a coach, do you spend some extra time on the weekend trying to get ahead?
I'm an old basketball coach, so back in the day I would have had to have, you know, been on the road watching and scouting and trading films and things like that. Obviously now with Huddle we have those film exchange options available to us, you know, at our fingertips. And so we've had film. We collect film in advance, and we kind of peek at them as we go along, to kind of stay ahead of the game, you know, in terms of scouting and all.
Coach, where do you find that time? Obviously, playing two games in a day, you don't have the time, but playing games in back-to-back days to work on the mistakes and get corrected what you need to get corrected from one night playing on Monday to Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, a neat thing about this technology that we have today, we can pull up, you know, certain possessions. You know, Coach Cheryl, who does a fantastic job for us as my assistant coach here, we were talking this morning about some clips that we'll need to put together, because time is our, I guess, our biggest enemy right now. Put together, you know, 5 to 7 clips that we can drive home some teaching points, and you know, just share that with them today.
And Coach, here at Stone Memorial, your girls are off to a 5-0 start with some really convincing wins. Is this kind of the play we should expect to see from your team all season?
Truth is, and we've got some really talented young ladies here who are gifted and have worked hard to develop their gifts, and we've got especially our upperclassmen, they're good players. And so, they enjoy the game and enjoy one another and enjoy going out and playing together. So, yeah, we hope to continue to get better.
York's boys team, on the other hand, has had a mixed bag of results early in the season.
Yeah, early schedule is pretty tough, and it's going to be a good test for us and, see what kind of team we're going to become. And
some teams around the Upper Cumberland, they've played 5 or 6 games so far, and York's played 3. Do you feel like that gives you an advantage, a disadvantage, or does it really matter?
I don't think it really matters. We just decided we wanted to try to have a little bit of a break around Thanksgiving, so that's why we didn't have anything over the Thanksgiving break. And a lot of teams had played in classics and whatnot and had a couple, 3 games during that time period where we were kind of off for a little over a week before we played last night. So I don't think it matters. I think it was a good break for our kids and gave us some time to work on some things that we need to improve at as well. So
when you win a game last night like you did, where you had to come back there from a deficit early in the first quarter and at halftime tied up in the third and take the lead, how do you get your guys to move on? And
I was very proud of our guys last night. We hadn't played in over a week, and we came out flat in that first quarter of the game. But I felt like second quarter we were a little bit better. Third quarter, we came out after the half and really kind of got in gear and kind of got our legs under us and everything. But you got to try to enjoy it, enjoy the good comeback win. But you got to know you got to get your mind refocused and be ready to go the next night because you got a good team in Cookeville High School coming in.
Well, Coach, before we talk about Cookeville High School, Roger Meadows had a big night scoring last night with 19 points, but he also hit 9 of 12 free throws. That's got to be good where he's able to get to the line and take advantage of that.
We've got a group that shoots the ball pretty well. We've got 4 guys that are pretty consistent. And so far, Roger's done a great job as a senior leader and kind of stepping up and handling the ball late. Stone was, a lot of pressing and whatnot in the latter parts of the game. And he just done a good job of being strong and handling the ball. And then, of course, getting fouled and going to the foul line.
Well, you have a quick turnaround. You play the Cookeville Cavaliers tonight. They're a bigger 3A school. They're coming up there to Jamestown. How do you guys match up with them and some of their athleticism and size?
Yeah, that's going to be a question. Sometimes you don't really know until you get on the floor and to kind of see how you do match up with them. I know they're an athletic bunch. They like to run and play fast. I think they'll come after us with a lot of pressure and things of that nature. And it's just going to be a little test for us to see how we handle their pressure and their quickness and their athleticism and, like I said, how they're going to push the ball and try to play fast.
In segment two of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we leave Jamestown to travel to Sparta and Baxter to see what the White County Boys and the Lady Bees have going on this week. Welcome back to segment two of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We are now in White County with Coach Mitchell and his boys team. Coach, how do things look 5 games into the season?
We beefed our schedule up a little bit. You know, last night we really run into a buzzsaw. Siegel's really good. They got 3 really outstanding players and a couple of, you know, good athletes that play their role. And, you know, we got off to a good start and then just made some mental errors. And, you know, that's a team that we need to play because, you know, we don't see that type of team in our district. And hopefully we'll learn from it and it'll help us. But, you know, and we had a little of our first road test down at Coffee County. We just didn't shoot the ball very well. And, you know, that's been a thing thus far this year. We've not shot it well, so hopefully that'll come through more repetition and shooting practice and stuff like that.
You're off to not a great start, but a good start. You're competitive, and you've not shot the ball well.
You know, Mason Winningham and Kagan Dotson are really, really good shooters, and they've just got to start knocking shots down. Grant Slatton is, he's been big for us. He's going to get 25 a night or has thus far, and you know, we got Cade Clark starting to, you know, get out of the football, get his legs back under him.
Coach, I noticed Cade Clark last night went 5-6 shooting and had 14 points.
And it just takes a couple weeks. And they got beat on Friday night, and he joined the basketball team Monday. So, you know, he's not had a whole lot of rest. So, but, you know, when Cade's on, you know, he's our most versatile. He's a stretch four. I mean, he can bring the big guy outside or he can post up. And he played really, really well last night all around. He just got in a little foul trouble.
What do you think you're doing well? You said you need to improve on your shooting and some of those shots need to fall, but what are the White County boys doing well right now on the basketball court?
At times, you know, it's one of the better teams I've ever coached, and then at other times we look lost a little bit. So, but they're really good in transition. They're really good. We're a lot better defensively this year, even though we had some mental breakdowns last night. But, you know, in transition, when they get it off the board and they go, because I got, you know, pretty much 4 to 5 guys on the floor, you know, all at the same time that can rebound it and lead the break, we just got to get some shots to fall and get some confidence.
Well, speaking of defensively, that's going to be a huge key this Thursday night against Monterey. They've scored 80 points in 4 out of their 6 games.
Well, you know, it's gonna be good. We usually play them every summer, and it's close. Adam West does a great job up there, and they got a transfer in from Livingston, who's a really good shooter. And they've been to the state tournament, they've been to the sub-state the last, you know, 2 or 3, 4 years. So, you know, it's gonna be a good, really good test for us on the road. A lot of times people say, well, when you're AAA, you don't need to play single A teams. You have nothing to gain. But a good basketball team is a good basketball team. It doesn't matter if it's single, double, or triple. I played single A, and I've coached in all 3.
After an opening season loss, the Upperman girls have won 4 straight. Coach McWilliams, what's clicking right now in Baxter?
Well, I think, you know, we have a lot of balanced scoring this year. We have multiple ways that we can score this year. We can score on the inside. We've got good shooters. We've got kids who can attack the rim. So, you know, it's been really nice as far as on the offensive end that we have a lot of weapons.
Reagan Hurst had 21 points. Abigail Johnson had 17. And Tori Brooks had 13. So that's some pretty well even out scoring.
I think earlier in the week, Abigail Edison scoring 1 game. Tori's been a leading scorer in the game. Reagan's been a leading scorer in games. And you know, we've got also, you know, we've got other kids over there putting points up too. So, You know, I think that's just being a balanced team like that is going to be a plus for us this year.
And speaking of your balance, Coach, that's just got to drive other coaching staffs crazy to try to figure out not just who's going to get a hot hand, but how you stop three or four girls each night.
Well, we hope so. You know, we hope that that's a problem that they have. And, you know, these girls, they play really well together. You know, they're seeing each other on the floor, making the right passes. We've had a lot of assists each game, which, you know, I really have been bragging on them about that. It's nice to see.
Outside of just scoring the basketball well, what else are the Upperman Bees doing well?
Well, you know, I think we still got a lot of things to work out. We would like to be a better defensive team. I think we're rebounding the ball pretty well this year, which is a plus for us. But, you know, we're still we can tell each game we have so much, you know, to work on to improve. So we still got a long way to go.
Now's a good time to ramp down and try to get some of that improvement going, because you have three district games coming up here over your next three.
Well, you know, in our district, you know, every game is important. We have eight teams in our district, so we play three of those before Christmas. So you definitely want to try to get wins when you can. And you know, we're actually playing without Ashlyn McClellan. We've been without her the past two games. Probably going to be without her these next three district games also. So we're, you know, people are just going to have to step up and play. And you know, we've got Livingston Friday night, and you know, one thing you can guarantee Livingston, they're going to play hard and they're going to be very well coached.
And Coach, you're without Ashlyn, like you just said, is this a chance for you to build some depth?
Well, you know, at no time do you feel like it's a good thing for someone that's such an important player for you to be out. But in the same respect, you know, we are going to have to try to use that as a chance to build and hopefully, you know, we had lots of injuries and things go on last year. So, you know, this is not something unusual for us.
We hope you'll join us for segment three of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We will hear from the Van Buren and York girls teams and from the Upperman boys. Thank you for joining us for segment three of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Sapp, how has the early part of your season played out with the Van Buren County girls?
We've lost to two very good teams. Two teams that I knew it would be tough for us to beat. And, you know, we're getting into a better part of our schedule, hopefully, for us to rack up some wins here.
How do you see this week coming out with three games?
At Sequatchie County, it'll be tough. It's always a very tough place to play. The game's just different there because they pull their officials from Chattanooga, and they're a little more rough. I hope we come out with three wins. I mean, that's the goal every time we take the court, but we'll have to, I mean, it'll be, all three of them will be very tough.
Well, Coach, you play Monterey tonight there in Spencer. How do you match up with the Lady Wildcats?
I think we match up pretty well against them. We're guard heavy. They got a few bigger girls. I think we can kind of push the tempo a little bit, beat them down the floor every now and then. I know they're pressing a little bit more than what they normally have. And so, I mean, that'll probably look to slow us down a little bit, but also speed us up at the same time. If we handle the press, we should be okay.
At the Muir County, you guys have only played three games this year, and Monterey's played six. Is that something you feel like is an advantage, a disadvantage, or, you know, kind of neutral on that?
I mean, I feel it's kind of neutral. I mean, we, like I said, we've only played three games. With just those three, we've got three people injured, so. I mean, I'm down to seven kids, so I mean, I'm glad we've not played six, because we'd be, you know, telling what my lineup would look like at that point. Most of those that they played was a Thanksgiving tournament, so I mean, they played like three games in 3 days or whatever, and I mean, it's tough. So we just always go to a Christmas tournament instead of going to a Thanksgiving tournament, and I just don't. They're going to have a little more experience playing already, because six versus three, but I don't take too much into that.
You play more than one game a week, obviously. How do you prepare for three games in a week? Is it a game at a time, or do you have to get ahead over the weekend? How does that look from a coach's standpoint?
I don't like to look ahead to anybody, because I mean, it's always, you know, when you got a back to back, it's very tough. You know, we just kind of have to go with it. But I don't like to look ahead to anybody and try to overlook anybody, because I want to be preparing. You know, yesterday we prepared for Monterey. Tomorrow we'll prepare for Sequatchie County. We'll kind of just have to watch film on Jackson County Friday and talk about what they're going to do and prepare for them at that point in time. I don't like to ever look ahead, because then the kids are thinking ahead, skipping ahead. And
The Upperman boys are 5-0 on the year, but Coach McWilliams knows they have more work to do throughout the season to get to where they want to be.
Well, it's early in the year for everybody, so obviously there's things that every team wants to be doing. Probably wish they were doing a lot better, and we're no different than anybody else. A lot of things we got to correct and get better at if we're going to continue to improve as the season moves along.
Coach, what's one of the biggest things that you think you need to improve on for y'all to be successful?
The clean up little things. I mean, just making sure we communicate more better defensively. I think that's a big component of ours that we're having. We put a lot of focus on and we're much better at, but still got a long ways to go. I think that's maybe our biggest issue right now is just probably our own full communication. I think for us to take the next step, we're going to have to really work hard at improving in that.
Coach, a real intriguing player to me that you guys have who got in double digits in the box score last night is Philip Babick. Very intriguing addition to your roster. How is he starting to play this season?
You know, I don't think anybody's seen near the best of what he can actually do. And as we move through and he gets more comfortable, I think you're going to see that he's got a more expanded game than he's really distributed. I think getting adjusted to the speed of the game and also the rhythm of the games at this, you know, at the high school level here is a little different probably than what he's used to, and he's adjusting that well. I feel like as we move through, he'll get better every night.
And Coach, for those who don't know, can you just give us a little background on Philip, where he's from, and just, you know, his size?
Yeah, Phillip's he's 6'6", 225. He's actually originally from Kraljevo, Serbia. His dad played at Tennessee Tech, was a teammate of mine, and they moved back to the Kubel area this past summer.
You play in your district, you have eight teams, so you're having to play a few of your games here before the Christmas break, and your first one will be this Thursday or Friday against Livingston Academy, and Matthew Sells and Will McDonald have gotten off to a really hot start.
They're both good players. They traditionally, Livingston always has a good team, and, you know, this year won't be any different. Jimmy does a good job coaching, and they always have good athletes, and, you know, they have a lot of tradition up there. They expect to win, so that's that's something that you face, is, you know, when you anytime you play them. But, you know, this early in the year, you never know, you know, how you're going to play your team, really, to be honest with you.
Is this a chance for you to get a leg up and get out early against the rest of your district with these three games, your next three games being district games?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if you win your games early, it gives you a step ahead. And, you know, last year we lost the first two games there, or first two out of the first three. And, you know, I actually lost the conference race before we got to Christmas. Hopefully we won't do that this time. We'll be a little bit more ready. But, you know, this early in the year, you never know.
Coach Green's 2A Lady Dragonettes start off the week against 3A Stone Memorial on Monday and 3A Cookeville on Tuesday.
Well, it looks like it's going to be another tough matchup like Stone we had there last night. They're a tough matchup for us. From what I've seen Cookville-wise, you know, they play fast. You know, they're a pretty good all-around team.
Coach, you talked about last night a little bit, and we'll talk about Gabby Beatty. She had a good night last night. What does she have to do well against Cookville and DeKalb later this week?
Well, we have to we've got to do a better job of scoring the ball. She needs to get a little better defensively. But we're looking for her to get some more outside shots up than what she's been doing. And I've not done a good job getting her out on the wing like I should have.
Just as the season goes, you get a little more comfortable and get a little better feel about who your girls are and what they can do.
We had a couple of girls out all summer, basically, Gabby being one of them. And we're trying to figure out, you know, what's best. And, of course, being my first year, and a lot of these girls didn't get any meaningful playing time last year. So they're trying to get things figured out. I'm trying to figure out what our best lineup is.
Coach, outside of Gabby the other night, who else are you looking to step up for you guys?
Well, you know, we need to have a big night from Haley Johnson every night. And, like, you know, a lot of teams are going to key on her. but we've still got to, you know, she's still got to make her shots and you know, hit the open girl. We've got some more freshmen. You know, we need Ellie Lifshey to step up. Offensively, you know, Sage Smith, we need her to, you know, do a good job of taking care of the ball for us.
Coach, through your first three games of season, you're 2-1. What have you been most pleased with so far?
Effort. I think, you know, I've told the girls, I said, we're going to have bumps and bruises, but, you know, the one thing we can always control is, you know, our effort for getting after it defensively.
You've got to be able to shake off that loss last night to Stone and get ready to play a good football team.
You know, we're not going to focus on that game that we played last night because we've got another good team that, you know, if we don't show up and play, you know, Cook will very easily beat us 20 or 30 points.
Please join us for segment 4 of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We will hear from the undefeated Monterey Wildcats and the Stone Memorial Boys. For segment 4 of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, Coach West, the Monterey Boys are 7-0 and off to a hot start offensively.
Obviously, running the floor, you know, getting up and down the floor in transition has been big for us. And I think, you know, for those who have come to watch us, we'll be sharing the ball. We have really been very unselfish early in the season, and that's probably been as big a key as anything.
Coach, what does your son Peyton have to do to keep up his hot start to the season so far?
Point-wise, obviously, we know that, you know, he brings a value of that to our team, so we want him to get opportunities in transition and getting to the rim and getting to the, you know, making shots when he's open. But at the same time, we really, since he's little, and me has preached to him about impacting the game. We want to win, and he wants to win. So ultimately, the goal is to get the guy that's going to have the better shot, to make the shot and make the play. And
who have you seen that he's really helped bring along?
A little bit of everybody. If you're open, you're running the floor, you're going to get rewarded. You know, he throws it ahead well. He finds them in dump offs. Our post players have been rewarded inside because they've been able to get opportunities that maybe they wouldn't have gotten if we didn't drive the ball in deep into the paint. And of course, by doing that, we've also given some kick out threes and things for other guys like Caden and I mean, for our post, it's Silas, Kevin, Noah. All those guys have kind of scored in there.
Coach, you play Van Buren County tonight in Spencer. What does that game look like for the Wildcats?
It's a tough place to play. The atmosphere has kind of a dead sound to it. Most coaches probably don't know what that means, but it's just one that, you know, sound doesn't carry, so it's really hard to communicate from the bench. And as far as they go, I mean, obviously Coach Sullivan, he's coached over there for a long time, does a great job, been to the state tournament many times. And so we know that it's not a team we can't just go to sleep on and cash it out. We have to actually prepare, and we've tried to do that and be ready for tonight.
Is this a game that you've really got to stay on your guys, you know, not to overlook Van Buren and not to focus forward to White County?
Well, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about White County, and not that I'm taking them lightly because I know how good they are. But, you know, it's just I think that's with any time during the season. It's hard to go into a game and say, well, you know what, that ought to be a win. You can't approach it that way. And I don't work that way mentally for some reason. I wish I did. It'd probably be a lot easier to sleep at night, but we do everything we can do to be prepared and, you know, as much as we can in our time that we're allotted.
Have you as a coach been able to look ahead at all at White County and kind of get a head start on what they're doing and how you're going to prepare for them?
Yeah, we had a chance. We actually got a chance to scrimmage them during the summer. Slatton wasn't there with them, and so we got a chance to see kind of what they do. And I know what they do. We've scrimmaged them almost every year, believe it or not, for the last few years. And so we kind of know a little bit about them from there. And, of course, a lot of those guys are friends with Peyton. They're playing on an AU group together, so we know a lot of those guys. And as far as what I've seen, I've got a chance to watch both of them a couple of times and, of course, seen them in person. But, you know, they're good. I mean, they're just a good team. They're picked first in that conference over there. So, I mean, that's a Triple-A conference, so you expect Triple-A teams to be at a high level, and they are.
White County's a Triple-A school. Monterey is a 1A school. That's going to be a really big challenge, you know, just playing a school with that size of that different amount of players and that different style of player.
Yeah, it's always a challenge. Our whole season is going to be built on those kind of challenges. We have several opportunities this year to compete against teams who are going to be a lot bigger, a lot faster in some aspects because I think we're pretty fast, but we're going to see teams that are bigger, stronger, faster, I guess, would be the way to go because, you know, when you just deal with sheer numbers.
We stay on the mountain to see how Stone Memorial's early week matchup with York went.
But we were pushing the ball. We were getting up and down the floor. We were pushing in transition. We were playing really good defense, getting stops, and we were able to push it in transition, get some early, easy looks early. And, you know, we were really, you know, forcing them to get back in transition, try to get the transition stop. And that was creating some open looks on the perimeter. And in the first half, we were knocking those down. And, you know, basketball is a game of give and take. When we started knocking down some outside shots, that they had to start running out at us, and that created some open lanes. So we were starting to get some, after they started closing out on the three, we were starting to get some attacks to the rim, and we were able to get some easy looks around the rim. And we continue to do that throughout the majority of the first half to get some really solid looks and make most of them. But the last 3 minutes of the second quarter, we started missing some really easy looks, and we started having some miscommunications defensively, leaving and left some people open, and they were able to, you know, cut the lead a little bit right before half, and then, you know, going into the halftime, we were still sitting pretty good. And, you know, with an inexperienced team, which we have, you know, it's they played really well first half, and that's the growth process. We come out second half, and we were just kind of flat, got off to a pretty rough start.
Coach Capps, the great thing about basketball right now is you play again 24 hours later, so you're able to shake that one off and get back on the court and try to correct those things against a high-level opponent.
No question. You know, we got Franklin County coming in tonight. They're going to play hard. They play about 10 kids. They're going to really get after you defensively. They're going to try to speed you up, make you uncomfortable. They're going to shoot it, and they're going to try to pressure you. And that is the great thing about basketball. You know, I can remember as a player, if you had a bad game, you always wanted to get back to the next game.
And coach, last night Zach Street scored 17, and Will Hecker had 12. Just how did they play against York Monday night in Jamestown?
Zach Street, most people know, had a terrible injury last year, and before he got hurt, he was shooting 54% from three through six games. And this year, you know, coming back from football, he hadn't missed a game, but he's just coming back from football, and he is starting to get his rhythm back, starting to get his shot back, and he's starting to knock a few shots down. And he's getting his legs back under him. He's got a good ability to attack the rim and get around the rim and create for other people as well. And Will Hecker, Will played probably one of his best games he played all year. And something I did with Will was, Will had been a starter, and I kind of moved. He had been getting in foul trouble, you know, three out of the first four games. He'd gotten in a lot of foul trouble. And I moved him to the bench to kind of let him let the flow of the game get started, and he kind of come in to that. And it really worked out for him because, you know, he didn't feel like a lot of pressure, and he came in and just made plays.
In the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we check in with Coach Michael Dodgen and the perfect Lady Warriors from Sparta, and the Warren County Boys with Coach Chris Sullins. And just like that, the final segment of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Dodgen, how have you seen the progression of your daughter, Gracie?
Well, she's had a great career so far. Obviously, she's got a lot of goals that she wants to accomplish that are still yet to be accomplished. But she, you know, especially after her messing her knee up during the summer of her freshman year and how hard she worked to rehab and came back in 4.5 months, and was still able to perform at a high level, even after that, her sophomore year. And she's had a good start to her junior year, and she's just got to continue to keep working and keep getting better. And
Coach, you're off to a great start there at White County with the girls. You've had two close wins, and you've had three blowout wins on the season. How do you think you guys have played so far?
I think we've been a little up and down, just to be honest. I think, you know, at Coffey, we struggled a little bit early, just with the physicality of the game a little bit. We got ourselves in a little bit of foul trouble too at Coffey, and had to play with some unusual lineups that we've not used so far yet this year, but we overcame it late and were able to, you know, do what we need to do there in the fourth quarter.
Do you ever worry about your girls overlooking an opponent, knowing they've got an opponent on Friday that they've already played and they've struggled with?
Well, ideally, you hope not. But, you know, that's why I get paid the big bucks, to make sure that we handle our business and make sure we do what we need to do early and, you know, handle our situations. And, you know, obviously we're going into a setting on Thursday that, you know, I think on paper you're predicted to win and everything else, and you've got to avoid all any letdown.
And Coach, you talked about your maybe a little inconsistency. Is that what you would say needs the most improvement from your girls right now at White County?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and it's early. I mean, you're at the, you know, the fourth waypoint of your start of your season, and we've still got, you know, over 26, 27 games left. But that's one of the things that we've got to continue to get better at. We've been a great first quarter team, and we've been a very good third quarter team. You know, our second quarters have not been very good this year.
Looking at your game last night against Siegel, really played well against a team from the Murfreesboro area that could have probably tested you athletically.
Well, I felt like early in the first half we played as well as we have all year. You know, defensively we had a lot of energy, which is something that we stress. You know, and you got to have energy not only from your bench players but from your starting five, and they've got to stay with it and go. And, you know, we pushed the ball really well last night.
From a team that's played pretty consistent to a team in Warren County that, according to head coach Chris Sullins, needs to improve on that consistency.
I learned that we have a lot of yo-yo effect right now. We can play really, really well, and then the roller coaster, if it starts going downhill, it can be a bumpy ride. So, and we've got I think we've got a quality basketball team, but our toughness, we've got to show some grit going forward.
Coach Sullins, that's something we've talked about a couple of times here this year. What I've talked to you is the toughness.
You know, things that we're doing in practice, you know, we're making sure they understand how important it is to dive on the floor and how important it is to take charges, how important it is to be physical and blocking out, you know, being very, you know, bumping cutters coming down the lane, just things that we're doing drill after drill. But I think it boils down to this: will a kid do that? I think you can line kids up, do charge drills all day long, diving on the floor. But if the ball's on the floor and he doesn't want to go get it, I don't think drills, some of that's ingrained inside of a player, and then that's something we're trying to get out of guys.
And, Coach, somebody that keeps jumping off your stat sheets to me is Delano Spates at point guard. How is he starting to play with some of those guys that he's really never played with before?
Right, exactly. You know, he's a young kid. He's I played a lot of basketball. You know, he was a role player in the past. He took a year off last year. He's a type kid. I mean, he sees the basketball floor. He's willing to share it. I think kids like playing with him. He brings a burst of energy to the team. I think one thing we've got to have is in basketball games, when we need something on the offensive end, we put it in his hands. We expect it to get done. And those are just things that he's just not – I'm not saying he's not comfortable with, but it's not something he's been in that role type before. So it's just a work in progress. He's only going to get better.
With C.J. Taylor out there and LaDarius Cox, who else is, you know, needing to step up to fill some of those voids for you guys right now?
You know, we've looked at it. You know, those are two guys that we count on heavily. You know, LeCedric's the kid that last night didn't score the basketball that well for us up when he has to. But I think kids that have to step up. We need Aiden Cummins to step up in the middle of the basketball floor. I think he's got as good a footwork as any young man that I've ever coached. But right now he's shooting from about 2 to 5 feet. He's shooting about 40%, and that's hard to get things accomplished. So we need Aiden to step up because we know he's fully capable of doing that. We would like for him to be in double digits every night. You know, Irvin Espinosa shooting the basketball pretty well from the perimeter. I think we need to be him a little bit more of actually putting it on the floor and getting to the hole. We've got to get to the free throw line more. So,
Coach, looking at the game last night, and we had some guys there broadcasting that, you guys jumped out early to a 14, maybe 10 lead there, and
yep.
Things kind of went the opposite way there, the second, third, and fourth quarters. But what went well early there in the first?
Well, I thought the pace was exactly what we wanted. I thought we did a good job with our scout. I thought we had guys that understood what they wanted to do. We were taking some things away. And I think at one time we were up 20 to 13. I looked on film, 20 to 13 with about, I think, 3.5 or 4 minutes to go in the first half. And they miss a free throw. We have two kids that are battling for the basketball on the same team. It just one of those fluke deals. It goes out of their hands, out of our hands, right into theirs. We foul a three-point play. It's 20-16. And then, honestly, I just made a terror. I made an error in judgment. I got on an official a little bit, and an older official, a more mature official, kind of came over and did the right thing, probably got me off the official's back. But I think that was a turning point in the basketball game.
Coach, a positive thing about basketball right here, you get to turn around and play again in the next day or so, or even tonight. What's the rest of your week look like?
Got Coffee County coming in tonight at home, and then Tullahoma's coming to our place again for, the home-and-home series that we'll finish out with Tullahoma on Friday night. You're exactly right. You know, we tell our guys all the time, basketball is one of those things you can get out of your mind pretty quick because you get to turn right around, see if you can correct some mistakes.
That's it for the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders this week. Be sure to log on to UCSportsNation.com to see how all your local high school teams perform in their winter sports. UC Sports Nation, driven by East Tennessee Ford.